C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Price. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek Wetumpka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to, and right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Wet weather continues in the forecast from time to time over the next couple of days. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely from time to time. The overnight low temperature tonight in the upper 50s. High tomorrow, a little cooler. We're in the mid-60s with the risk of showers continuing on Wednesday. Then another surge of rain comes in Wednesday night into Thursday. It'll be a cold rain. Thursday's high only about 53. Back to dry weather Friday, but a chilly day. On Saturday, we are dry, sunny, but cool. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company, and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast brought to you by Prednisone on News Talk 93.1 FM WACD. It's me and Rosie and David Blackman, 235. Glad you're here.
And here they are.
OJ.
Please clap.
Now, it's always a little crowded in here when we're in the middle of a transition, and so I try to find something that'll buy a couple of minutes so we, the Joey and Dan, can make their exit and we can get ourselves settled in here. But it's never enough time because we're dealing with dial-up internet in the studio. And all I've been trying to do is post the little thing that David Blackman's going to join us, and it's taking forever. And I hate this keyboard because it's easy to double strike. 335 on at News Talk 931. There you go. Hey, it all displayed. Among many other things. But before we get into anything today, this year has been one of great personal sadness, and it never lets up. We're still feeling that enormous that vacuum that's left on the morning show with the loss of Bailey. Today, for whatever reason, and you go through ups and downs as you're processing grief. Today was a little tougher than yesterday, for whatever reason. And then I get off the air to find out that my good friend, Jenny Lewis of Lewis Lawn, had passed away. Oh. And you've heard me talk many times. This is a business that has stood behind this show for over 10 years. And you may have heard me say when I've done their commercials from time to time that they don't want me to talk about the things that they do for the community. But let me just say this. It always came from the heart of Jenny Lewis, who represents a great group of people over there. I could, any time this show or this radio station has needed a partner, whether it's collecting school supplies for kids that don't have them, currently with the Paw It Forward campaign, and many other instances. One in particular, a number of years ago, the Cancer Caring Center had a serious backlog in their Christmas wish list. They had about 15 families where, and this is a qualifying program, of about 15 families that had a primary breadwinner who was stricken with cancer, could not work, and there was no money for any kind of Christmas. And I guess now I can spill the beans. We had started collecting donations on the air and at least trying to make people aware if they wanted to reach out, they could help. And I believe we were at Baumhauer's. Can't be too sure on the details, but she came up to me and gave me an envelope and said, make sure that every single one of those families gets what's on their need list. They weren't asking for, video games or really toys. They were asking for things like shoes, clothes, real basic needs. And she said, don't tell anybody. The people that qualify for this program mostly came from, our poor neighborhoods where they just didn't have the resources. And anytime, and this was not the only time, but I remember that one in particular because the need was urgent, and she saved the day. And, of course, any donation she made was on behalf of that great team of people over there. They did it time and time again. And my little thing for her, I found out she was a fan of key lime pie, so I don't know how many I've made over the years, but I wish I had made more. And I'm telling you this part of it because you may have a parallel situation in your life But about 3 weeks ago, maybe a little more than that, I said, God, I haven't made a pie for Jenny in a long time. So I called him and said, put 9 egg yolks in the bowl, and when I come home, I'll mix everything together and I'll bake the pies. And that's what I did, and I brought them by. The next day, you may have heard me mention that I made... You go to all the trouble to bake a pie, you put the plastic lid on top, it chills, it sets, and then as I'm walking into the garage, the top one managed to slide off and fall face down on the plastic lid. Basically, stayed intact. But I figured if anybody's going to understand, the reason this pie looks a little damaged is because I flipped it like a coin, and it landed on heads. Still good, but I'm so glad I did that. I don't know a lot of information on the illness that took her life, but I did notice that day that she was a strong lady, high energy, great businesswoman, but a greater human being. And just one of so many that not only support this station, but stand behind what we stand for. And this is another cherished name that goes on this 2020 list of losses. So, I know this, they're going to remain open, as Chad Sasser told me, because that's the way she would have wanted it. And I believe that. She was not somebody, she was so humble. This is not a woman who would expect anything to shut down because she couldn't be there anymore. That's so Jenny, if I may use that term. And I'm just kind of reeling. This is 6 since the beginning of the year. And Bailey, who is in a category all her own. So, I don't know that I can adequately express my condolences to her husband and Chad and TJ and the whole group over at Lewis Lawn. They're just a terrific group of people. And they will carry on, but It's going to be different, just a little bit different. You just cannot lose the spiritual presence of a Jenny Lewis and not be different. So that's what I wanted to say at the beginning of the show today. I don't know what her arrangements are going to be. I expect I'll find out soon enough. I believe her funeral is going to be Saturday. But I had to, again, the significance here is they have never, ever wavered. Nobody has. I remember one of our sponsors, I will not name them, got a call, this is several years ago, before things got really crazy with politics. We got a call from somebody who was upset about something I had said, and our sponsor listened and said, thank you for taking the time to express your opinion, but no, we're not going to remove our advertising from that show. We don't roll that way. We don't get bullied that way. And if you have a problem with that, you and I can talk privately, an offer that was never followed up on by the individual. But in Jenny's case, just, and I never asked once, never once, hey, we have this. No, they just did. They just did. Whatever was, how can we help? And I never had to call once. They were always the first to volunteer. How can Lewis Lawn help you and help the community. I can't begin to describe how much appreciation I have for that and how much I cherish that, because that means everything in this business. We live in a society that's getting, in a world that's getting increasingly weak-kneed and reactionary. Every time somebody, you know, there's always somebody pissing and moaning about something, some grievance. You know, the world doesn't work that way. It's, you got to learn to roll with it. Nobody learned that lesson more than me. I have been on the same bridge that George Bailey stood at. So I really appreciate those who understand that, and they're willing to be your clearance when you need one. That's all I can say. I'm really hoping I don't have to open another show with a tribute to somebody that we lost. But Ginny Lewis was an extraordinary woman, much too young to go, and a really great member of our community. And I will always, too, remember they came to Baumhauer's on many Wednesday nights, and how she just loved, especially when she had her grandchildren there. She was had the biggest smile in the house every single time. It's 3:23. We will, this is the thing, life goes on. David Blackman's going to join us at 3:35. There's plenty to talk about with him. Mike Bloomberg insulting farmers and anybody else that has a skill set. That is coming up right now. We're just going to take a quick break here at 3:23.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
It's back. Auto Save Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. Auto Save Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Auto Save Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Hey, y'all, this is Kelly Clarkson.
And Blake Shelton.
Here to remind you to be there for the new season of The Voice.
With new coach Nick Jonas.
By the way, I want you to know our friendship is more important to me than winning.
If you win, I'll smile and say congrats.
And if you win, I'll get you a super nice victory gift and cry tears of pure selfless joy.
Are you competing about not competing?
Maybe I'm just, you know, naturally better at it.
So it's on.
The new season of The Voice. Blind auditions begin Monday, February 24th on NBC.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Our nominee is our President Donald Trump. Who has continued, he doesn't make a move without realizing whose apple cart he's going to turn over. But I thought he commuted the sentence of, do we have that card? Former Illinois Governor Rod
Blagojevich?
Where is that cart? I'm looking, I know his name. I need to find the cart, damn it. That's why I suck at this job. I shouldn't come in on days like that. I should just stay in the hell home and forget it. But I just can't. So anyway, where is that? God, we played it 1,000 times over the years. Where the hell did it go? I got Blagojevich as the Grinch. Here's the thing. He's the guy that the FBI caught, Comey and Mueller and them. Same group. On a wiretap in 2008, trying to sell the former Senate seat of the genius.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
And I'm just waiting for... Obama hasn't said a word yet about any of this. He also... the former police commissioner of New York, which on something that happened during little Mini Mike's term as mayor. Meanwhile, if you don't think there's a deep state, why would 2,000 judges sign a letter of concern? That doesn't tell me that. That tells me everything I need to know, that they're in those cahoots, that that they don't see anything wrong with punishing a friend of Donald Trump at a level that's obscene, above and beyond, or that this corrupt Judge Jackson would allow a juror, the jury foreperson, who is virulently anti-Trump, ran for Congress as a Democrat, must have lied her ass off during voir dire. And she's the one that led the jury to this conviction?
Yeah, because she said she didn't know anything about Roger Stone.
She lied.
Yeah, she did.
She lied her fat ass off. And why aren't charges being pressed against her for perjury? She was even tweeting about it as the trial was ongoing. So what kind of competent people do they have? Anyway, the president has them so twisted up, they don't know which way is up and which way is down. And we'll give him our Rocket Science Award today. By the way, I just pulled up my spot crime map. This is within 3 miles of our house. Theft, robbery, theft, burglary, theft, burglary, theft. That's in a 3 mile radius of my house. That's a lot of action. That's the stuff that gets, you know, where a police report is made, police are called to the scene. If it doesn't happen directly, you're not likely to hear about it in the news or the paper, which would lead you to believe, wow, crime is really down. Guess what? They're out there every minute trying to break into something that doesn't belong to them. So my suggestion is team up with the people that have kept us secure here for 15 years, great local company called Applied Security. They have all the technologies to protect your home, your business from the bad guys, and can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. They're in their fourth decade of service here in the River Region, Mark and Vicky with Applied Security. So call them and find out what they can do to protect your home, your business, or property with all state-of-the-art technologies. 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident, Pike Road and Highway 126 at the intersection there where the back-in-the-day old-school car wash is located. Watch out for emergency vehicles working that one. Also had an accident earlier, Atlanta Highway at Taylor Road. That one should be out of the way, but use caution there. We're congested on Taylor Road. The boulevard around the city has pockets of congestion at all the major intersections. School being out, we've still got a lot of traffic on Federal Drive, Atlanta Highway outbound, Norman Bridge Road, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Zach with Bry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Boy Scouts of America is hoping its operations across the U.S. can continue intact even after it's filed for bankruptcy protection. The filing is an attempt to work out a potentially large compensation plan for victims of sex abuse and put their lawsuits on hold. Scores of lawyers are seeking settlements on behalf of several thousand men who say they were molested as boys by scout leaders decades ago. Plus, the Autauga County Sheriff's Office needs your help finding a 16-year-old runaway, Destiny Ann George. On February 14th, she left her Prattville home and has not returned. Destiny is a 16-year-old white female, 5'7", with blue eyes, brown hair, weighing around 115 pounds. If you have any information regarding the whereabouts of Destiny George, contact the Autauga County Sheriff's Office at 334-361-2500. And Governor Kay Ivey issued a state of emergency today to aid in Alabama's recovery efforts following the recent flooding. The state of emergency includes all 67 counties. Governor Ivey is directing state agencies to assist the communities impacted by the ongoing flooding. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Wet weather continues in the forecast from time to time over the next couple of days. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely from time to time. The overnight low temperatures tonight in the upper 50s. High tomorrow, a little cooler. We're in the mid-60s with the risk of showers continuing on Wednesday. Then another surge of rain comes in Wednesday night into Thursday. It'll be a cold rain. Thursday's high only about 53. Back to dry weather Friday, but a chilly day. On Saturday, we are dry, sunny, but cool. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Hello again. It's Bernie. Do you realize that people spend on an average of $250 every Valentine's Day? I'm trying to make a point about how people can't afford things nowadays. So I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't go out spending money on one-time use, sappy cards, cheaply made chocolates, flowers that will die, and dinners that, frankly, are not too good. Too salty. And stop buying things for your dog and cat. No wonder you don't have any money. Go ask your dog what day it is today. I can assure you he won't know it's Valentine's Day. No gift. Thank you.
All right, joining us now from somewhere in Texas, our first stop on the daily commute to the truth, dbdailyupdate.com, and our buddy blogger from Texas, David Blackman.
Please clap.
You tell him, Jebba.
I need all the help I can get, yeah.
Sorry about the delay here. My time management skills are abysmal. You probably know that by now.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I don't know where to start. I just saw a thing that said that Mini Mike has now rocketed past the rest of the Democrat field and is second to Bernie.
Yeah. New Marist or YouGov poll that came out today. He's moved ahead of Biden now, you know, and he was already ahead of Elizabeth Warren and Buttigieg. And, you know, Crazy Joe's just cratering. He's just completely imploding at this point. And
it was in Nevada. Said we need new technologies here in California. He doesn't even know what state he's in. It's pathetic.
It really is. But that's been just an ongoing theme of his campaign.
Bloomberg, though, is there anybody he hasn't really come out and arrogantly insulted, like farmers? Well, all you got to do is put a hole in the dirt, put a seed in, cover the dirt up, and wait for the rain?
Well, he hasn't gotten around yet to Catholics or the Jewish folks or Muslims or the LGBTQ community, but, you know, it just seems to me it's kind of a matter of time before somebody digs that up, too. You have all these opposition research people for the various campaigns digging up all this dirt on him, and obviously it's a target-rich environment.
Tell me about your blog today. I mean, just the sight of it, the unity ticket, Romney and Bloomberg, Pierre Delecto and Mini Mike, that's a combination.
Yeah, I had missed that piece yesterday. I ran across it early this morning and just almost fell off my couch. This guy who wrote it is, I don't even know who he is, quite honestly, some guy named Neil Simon. Obviously, he's not the playwright.
No.
No longer with us, but... you know, writing at this Never Trump blog site called The Bulwark, which is, you know, run by Bill Kristol and a few other jealous nitwits who just can't seem to accept the fact that the Republican Party is no longer the party of the Bushes. Offering up a Romney and Bloomberg as a ticket that'll somehow unify the country is just bizarre notion to me. I mean, golly, who in the Republican Party has any use for Mitt Romney anymore? So automatically you alienate the entire Republican Party. Bloomberg has already alienated all these various groups of people around the country. Until he pays people off, you know, to not alienate them.
I haven't gotten my check yet, by the way. I just wanted you to know.
Right. I haven't either, so I guess I'll just keep writing nasty things about it.
Including, I love the, how did you describe him? The unbearable arrogance. Boy, that's a great way to put it. Give us a little insight on that blog.
I don't think we've ever seen a more arrogant individual. You know who Mike Bloomberg actually is? It occurred to me... yesterday morning, you know, we've had 4 years now, the media portraying Trump as this uncaring, arrogant, incredibly wealthy person who hates other people, who always says nasty things about everybody. And what we're finding out is, of course, that that's not true at all about Trump once you figure out how to understand how he's speaking. But who Bloomberg he's actually the personification of that characterization that the media has been pushing about Trump. He is an incredibly arrogant, uncaring, hateful individual, truly hateful individual, who believes that he can just go around buying people off with his money. And he's done it all over the country. I mean, it worked. Just recently, just last week, he was in Houston, right? The day after his comments on stop and frisk broke.
Yes.
He's in Houston, and suddenly he gets the endorsement of the African-American mayor of the city of Houston, Sylvester Turner. Now, why do you think Sylvester Turner delivered that particular endorsement on that day? It wasn't because he's been a lifelong supporter of Mike Bloomberg. We're going to find out later on that Mike Bloomberg's foundation, I mean, there's probably nothing illegal happened. But we'll find out somewhere down the road that on or about that day, Mike Bloomberg's charitable foundation awarded a major award to some project or some effort that Mayor Turner cares deeply about, right? There is, you know, has an interest in. And that's how Bloomberg works. He deploys all his billions of dollars to buy off reporters and buy off media organizations and and buy off mayors all over the country by engaging in these kinds of payoffs. I mean, it's a payoff. It's legal, but there's no doubt it's a payoff, and we're going to see that happen time and time again.
That's sort of like having a pay-to-play foundation.
Yeah, exactly, except with the Clintons, all the money was going into their pocket.
Speaking of which, that trial balloon, that must have been a wet finger going up to see how America would react to Hillary.
I think so. Yeah, I think totally. I think that they want to see if he can go around saying, well, I'll, you know, pick Hillary Clinton to be my running mate. And what they want to see is, can he throw out some potential vice presidential running mate that will mollify the Sanders people? Because the Democrats, do we have enough time before the break, a minute before the break?
We're going to do one complete segment today because of my time mismanagement.
All right, good. So the Democrats have this conundrum here. If they, let's say Sanders, it looks inevitable to me that Sanders will go into the convention with more delegates than anyone else, but probably not a majority. But he can't win on the first ballot. So you get there to the convention, and I think Bloomberg is most likely going to have the second most delegates. And Sanders loses on the first ballot, but then you have the superdelegates come in and they give the nomination to Bloomberg through the superdelegate process. Well, immediately, all the Sanders people are just going to... there's going to be rioting in the streets.
Okay? I was just going to ask.
Yeah.
Milwaukee is going to burn.
Right, right.
No
Milwaukee
pun intended.
Will burn, and other cities all over the country will burn. These people are everywhere, right? And they will all leave the Democratic Party. It will doom the Democratic Party in November. So what they're going to, you see Bloomberg doing from now until July when that convention comes around, is floating these trial balloons. Okay, well, you know, maybe I'll pick Stacey Abrams. And they'll do a bunch of polling in focus groups to see if that mollifies the Sanders people. Or, you know,
Did you say Stacey Abrams?
Sure, Stacey Abrams. He'll float Elizabeth Warren once she gets out of the race.
Oh, God.
He'll float Buttigieg once Buttigieg gets out of the race. So they're just going to keep going through this process of seeing, is there a running mate out there that can prevent the riots from happening and the loss of all, you know, 40% of the party's voter base?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. In fact, there was quite the brawl. Now, one thing you got to acknowledge, of course, they're mostly stoned out there in Colorado. Bernie had over 10,000. You know, the Bernie bros are willfully ignorant. I don't know what the word is.
They're crazy. Most of them are crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of them are willful.
No, they're out there with the re-education camps, and, you know, you're just going to have... heard a guy call up and say, I saw somebody bought $1 million watch at a jeweler in New York. That money could be better spent for education. This is the way they think. There's no thought given to the fact that people had to make that watch. The guy that sold it got a commission. The people, you know, they're economically illiterate's too much of a compliment.
Right, and as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez shows, even when they have a degree in economics, they're still complete idiots when it comes to economics. They understand nothing about how the market works, and they don't care to understand.
Can they acknowledge the prosperity that's ongoing right now, or the fact that when you look at the turnouts in these primaries, and the media is just can't wait to see who's ahead. There's no voter enthusiasm there.
There's not. Yeah.
I love the way it was described that there was a Trump rally in Daytona Beach and a race broke out. during it.
Wasn't that brilliant, though?
Yes,
I mean, the staging of all that was incredible.
Yeah.
You know, driving the beast all the way around the track, you know, what a beautiful thing.
It was. And, of course, you know, the flyby by Air Force One. That's an amazing sight at any altitude, but thrilled the crowd. And I'm just... kind of sitting back. It's like you say from time to time, grab the popcorn and watch. The theater is going to be great. So the next primary is Nevada, right?
This coming Saturday.
And that's a
caucus. And then a week after that is South Carolina.
South Carolina, and then Super Tuesday. By the way, polling here shows Jeff Sessions with a very narrow lead over Tommy Tuberville and Bradley Byrne.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to end up in a runoff. And, I mean, I will support whoever comes out of it, but...
Sure, you have to. I mean, because the alternative is Doug Jones. What are you going to do?
Yeah, well, I think he's toast. David, the time with you always goes by much too fast. We appreciate you taking it, though. And, folks, dbdailyupdate.com. It is a daily stop multiple times a day, actually. Sometimes I'll even sneak a third blog in during the day.
I do my best.
Love the way you write. You make sense out of everything, and we'll look forward to you. Want to talk Tuesday or Wednesday next week?
Hey, let's do it Wednesday. No, Tuesday would be great. Okay. Yeah, either one's fine with me.
All right. You got it. Thank you for the time, as always, and we'll talk then. Take care.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay.
He's a great guy.
He is. 8 before the top of the hour. You know who else is a great guy? Eddie Bader.
Yes. Better with Bader.
A guy, you know, when you put your house on the market, you want to know that the realtor you've entrusted this to is not only going to be looking to get the maximum amount of money for your home, but is going to leave no stone unturned in the marketing of your home. A guy who knows how to gauge a home, show it off properly, get it seen. And then above and beyond that, a guy who is the ultimate yenta in local real estate. By that, I mean he is a matchmaker. He works with people who are looking to buy or rent, and he's got folks who have put their listing with him, and they just know they got a guy who's on the job 24/7. Visit Eddie Bader, B-A-D-E-R, Realtor, the Goodson Group on Facebook, or call directly at 322-0662, 322-0662. For the relentless, I'm not giving up until I get what I need kind of effort, Eddie Bader is your guy. Whether you're buying or selling here in the River Region, he knows the market inside out. Works hard. He's one of those 24/7 people, 7 days a week, too. Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was Attorney General, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Earlier, we had an accident at Atlanta Highway at Taylor Road. That one should be out of the way by now, but use caution just in case. Pike Road at Highway 126 near the back of the day old school car wash. Have an accident there that they're working, and a new accident Ann Street at the ramp to 85 southbound. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Elsewhere around the city right now, we are light to mostly moderate traffic. Some congestion around the boulevard, especially Congressman Dickinson and the Wetumpka Highway. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. It's raining savings at Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. Toyota Camrys as low as $185 per month with approved credit. That's Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market, and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolate, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hey, y'all, this is Kelly Clarkson.
And Blake Shelton.
Here to remind you to be there for the new season of The Voice.
With new coach Nick Jonas.
By the way, I want you to know our friendship is more important to me than winning.
If you win, I'll smile and say congrats.
And if you win, I'll get you a super nice victory gift and cry tears of pure selfless joy.
Are you competing about not competing?
Maybe I'm just, you know, naturally better at it.
So it's on.
The new season of The Voice. Blind auditions begin Monday, February 24th on NBC.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time.